M9 recording length 13 minutes and 47 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 9 globular cluster M9, and GC6333, class VIII, in Ophiuchus M9.jpg, right ascension 17, 19.2, H colon M, declination, 18, 31, Deg colon M, distance 25.8, Cli, visual brightness 7.7, Mag, apparent dimension 12.0, Arc Min, discovered 1764 by Charles Messier, globular cluster Messier 9, million 9, and GC6333, as one of the original discoveries of Charles Messier, who catalogued it on May 28, 1764, and described it as nebula without star, of 3, diameter. It was first resolved into stars by William Herschel about 20 years later. M9 is one of the nearer globular clusters to the nucleus of our galaxy, with a computed distance of 5,500 light-years from the galactic center. Burnham gives 7,500, a slightly too high value. Its 12.0 arc minutes angular diameter corresponds to a linear extension of 90 light-years at its distance of about 25,800 light-years from our solar system. However, it appears somewhat smaller visually, about 3 or 4, and on conventional photos can be traced to about 9.3 arc minutes. To the north and west, its light is significantly dimmed by interstellar dust, as it lies at the edge of a patch of dark nebula, Barnard 64. Its light is probably weakened by at least one magnitude, a factor of about 2.5. Taking these facts into account, the apparent visual brightness of this cluster of 7.7 magnitudes corresponds to an absolute brightness of -8.04 mag, or a luminosity of roughly 120,000 times that of our Sun. Visually it appeared oval to Mellas, and the ellipticity of 9 mentioned by Shapley can be seen in our photograph also. As its concentration class VIII indicates, the stars of M9 are about intermediately compressed toward its center. M9 is receding from us at the very high velocity of 224 km/sec. 13 variables have been found in this cluster, of which Walter Bond found 10. Its brightest stars are about 13.5 mag, so that intermediate-sized amateur telescopes, about 6-inch, are needed to show them. Its horizontal branch giants are of about mag 16.2. Its overall spectral type has been given as F2. Its color index plus 0.06. This globular cluster can just be glimpsed as a dim small and round nebula in 10x50 binoculars under good conditions. 4-inch telescopes show the central part of M9 of about 3 diameter, in slightly oval shaped and fading to the edges, but such an instrument can show even the brightest stars only under exceptional conditions. A 6-inch shows them clearly. 8 to 10-inch instruments show it as a globular cluster of 7, or 8, diameter, with a more compact central region of 5. Large amateur telescopes, 12, up, fully resolve it to the core. M9 is found best from the 2.43 mag star Sabik, 35 Eta Ophiuchi, spectrum A2V. M9 is about 3 deg Se, 2.1 deg E and 2.8 deg S. A star of 6th mag is within about half a deg to the N, one of about 7th mag to the NW, another 6th mag star within a degree to the E, nearby and only about 80. To the null lies the slightly smaller, 8 arc min, and slightly fainter, mag 8.25, globular cluster and GC6356, at roughly double the distance of M9, about 50,000 light years, about at the same separation to the Se as the much fainter, mag 9.7, and smaller, 3 arc min, globular and GC6342. The dust cloud Barnard 64 has its core about 25.W of M9 but extends almost to the cluster. Messier 9 observations and descriptions discovered on May 28, 1764 by Charles Messier. Messier, M9, May 28, 1764 917 H05 meters 22s. 256 D20, 36, 18 D13, 26, nebula, without star, in the right lent of Ophiuchus. It is round and its light is faint. Observed again on March 22, 1781. Diom 3, Membacid for 1771, p. 439, First Messier Catalog, in the night of May 28 to 29, 1764, I have determined the position of a new nebula which is situated in the right leg of Ophiuchus, between the stars Zeta and Rho of that constellation. That nebula doesn't contain any star. I have examined it with a Gregorian telescope which magnifies 104 times. It is round, its light is faint, and its diameter is about 3 minutes of arc. Its right ascension is 256 d 20, 36, and its declination 18 d 13, 26, south. P 455, 1764.May.28, Ra, 256.20.36, Dec, 18.13.26.8, Diom, 03, nebula without stars, in the right leg of Ophiuchus, between the stars Zeta and Rho of that constellation, Bode, Bode 36, a nebula, Caroline Herschel May 5, 1783, observed M9. M4, and M23, William Herschel PT 1800, P73, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P45, May 3, 1783. I viewed the nebula between Eta and Rho Ophiuchi, discovered by Mr. Messier, in 1764-9 equals NGC 6333, with a 10-foot reflector, and a magnifying power of 250. I see several stars in it, and make no doubt a higher power, and more light, will resolve it all into stars. This seems to be a good nebula for the purpose of establishing the connection between nebulae and clusters of stars in general. June 18, 1784, the same nebula viewed with a large Newtonian 20-foot reflector, penetrating power SQRT 43*188^221^2/2 equals 61.18. and a magnifying power of 157, a very large and very bright cluster of excessively compressed stars. The stars are but just visible, and are of unequal magnitudes. The large stars are red, and the cluster is a miniature of that near Flamsteed's 42D Comae Berenices M53, Ra 17H6, 32, PD108D18. Here, a penetrating power of 29, with a magnifying power of 250. Would barely show a few stars, when, in the other instrument, a power 61 of the first sort, and only 157 of the latter, showed them completely well. PT 1814, P 278, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P 538, Canis 9009 equals NGC 6333, is a cluster of very compressed and extremely small stars. It is a miniature of the 53D M53, PT 1818, P437-438, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P596, the ninth of the Canis Ants, 1783, 10-foot telescope, power 250. I see several stars in it, and have no doubt a higher power and more light will resolve it into stars. 1784, 1786. 20-foot telescope, a cluster of extremely compressed stars. It is a miniature of the 53D M53. By the observations of the 10-foot, the profundity is at least of the 344th order. It is in the preceding branch of the Milky Way. John Herschel, 1833, H1979, H1979 equals M9, Sweep 269, July 15, 1830. Ra 17H9m6 as +/, NPD108D20, +/, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, R, VGLBM, 3 or 4, Diom, V faintly seen in strong twilight, Ra from Catal, PD very roughly determined, ground, very gradually little brighter toward the middle, 3 or 4, diameter. Very faintly seen in strong twilight, Ra from catalog, PD very roughly determined, Smythe, DCIX 609, M9, DCIX 9000000 Ophiuchi, R17H09m42s, Dec S18D20.7 mean epoch of observation, 1834.54 July 1834, a globular galaxy cluster, on the serpent bearer's left leg, with a coarse telescopic double star in the NP quadrant. This fine object is composed of a myriad of minute stars, clustering into a blaze in the center, and wonderfully aggregated, with numerous outliers seen by glimpses. It was registered by Messier in 1764, and described by him as a nebula, unaccompanied by any star. The mean apparent place was carefully differentiated from Eta Ophiuchi. Sir William Herschel resolved it with his 20-foot reflector, in 1784, and he estimated its profundity as, at least, of the 344th order. He thinks it a miniature of number 53 Messier, and it is one of those which forms a capital object for proving space-penetrating power of a telescope. It lies 3 deg to the southeast of Eta, and rather more than a quarter of the way from Antares to Altair. John Herschel, 1847, H3677 = M9 = H1979, sweep 699, May 18, 1836, Ra 17 H9m 12.4s, NPD108D20, 55, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, R, GMBM, 4, resolved into Saint 14 meters, globular cluster, bright, round, gradually much brighter toward the middle, 4, diameter, resolved into stars of 14th magnitude, John Herschel, General Catalogue. GC 4287 = H1979 = H3677 = M9 Ra 17 H10 meters 57.6s, NPD 108D 22 59.8 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, L, R, EM, RRR, Saint 14, 6 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, globular cluster, bright, large, round, extremely compressed in the middle, well resolved, stars of 14th magnitude, drier, and GC 6333 = GC 4287 = H1979 = H3677. M9, Ra 17 H11 meters 0s, NPD 108D 21.9 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, L, R, EM, RRR, Saint 14, equals M9 globular cluster, bright, large, round, extremely compressed in the middle, well resolved, stars of 14th magnitude. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC 6333, RA = 17:13.3, DEC = 18:25, bright globular cluster 3, in diameter, 2SN, content Karasyov sets. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.